Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for May 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Changes to Development and Building Applications. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Gallery Construction Nearing Completion. Track 7, Manly Dominate in Glenwillow NRL Clash. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Chemical Cleanout at Mudgee and Gulgong Waste Facilities. Track 10, Heritage Conservation Zones, Mudgee. Track 11, Footpath Upgrades Throughout the Region. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, May to July. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News, May 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is the six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Changes to Development and Building Applications. From the 1st of July, development applications can only be lodged by the New South Wales Planning Portal and not directly with Council. That means all forms of development applications listed at the end of this track must be lodged online via the New South Wales Planning Portal at planningportal.nsw.gov.au. The move online is mandatory for all councils throughout New South Wales and is a requirement of the New South Wales Government. Through this transition period to make lodgement as easy as possible, Council has a dedicated planning kiosk at the Mudgee Customer Service Centre where customers can lodge an application with the assistance of staff. Among the benefits of the portal, applications can be lodged anywhere 24/7 and there's no need to visit council offices. Council will continue to provide lodgement through its customer service centres until the 1st of July. However, residents are encouraged to make use of the portal, which is now live. More information and help is available at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The numbers. 1,175, number of applications determined by Council in 2020. 24/7, ability to lodge applications anywhere, anytime. $164 million, the value of residential and non-residential building approvals in 2019-2020. List of 8 applications now submitted online. 1. Development applications. 2. Modification and review of development applications. 3. Construction certificates. 4. Subdivision works certificates. 5. Complying development certificates. 6. Occupation certificates. 7. Subdivision certificates. 8. Section 138 Roads Act and Section 68 applications. The main illustration is of a desk with a large sheet of paper with diagrams of a building, a small model house, a laptop, a hard hat, and various drawing tools. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's desk. As a local government organisation, one of the most important things we do is budget and plan for the projects Council will undertake. Council has prepared the draft 2021-22 operational plan, which is now on exhibition. This plan sets out how much Council will spend on projects and activities. I'd encourage residents to take a look and provide their feedback. Details in Track 8, first item. Thanks to the great crowd that turned out to see the Sea Eagles take on the Titans at Glen Willow last month. This event generated $1.3 million for our local economy, and we hope to welcome Manly back to the region for future games. It's wonderful to see the sealing of main bus routes throughout the region, and I'm pleased to say just last month Council secured a further $4.8 million for further sealing works on Cox's Creek, Botabola and Lower Piambong roads. Well done, Midwestern Regional Youth Council, on your efforts during another successful Youth Week. The range of activities on offer for the young people of the region were well attended. Signed, Des K, Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading, gallery construction nearing completion. Internal fit-out finalised, landscaping underway. Plans are underway for the gallery official opening. Construction and fit-out of the Mudgee Art Gallery is nearing completion, with the focus now moving to landscaping and driveway works. Restoration works, including painting and other improvement to the original features of the Kajigong Shire building, are now complete. Furniture will be moved into the gallery space, visitor information centre and offices as part of the final phase of fit-out. Plans are also underway for the official opening, including the launch exhibition by Mudgee artist Guy Maestri, M-A-E-S-T-R-I. More details on this event will be announced in coming weeks. The large photo shows the new Mudgee Art Gallery in Market Street. Track 7, heading, Manly dominate in Glen Willow NRL clash. A crowd of 6,380 made their way to Glen Willow last month to watch the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles in a triumphant win against the Gold Coast Titans, 36-0. Round 6 of the NRL Telstra Premiership coincided with a bumper sports weekend in Mudgee that included a race meeting and air show the following day. Council estimates from economic data that approximately $1.3 million was spent in the region over the entire weekend at restaurants and cafes, retailers and accommodation providers. Council continues to work to secure professional sports fixtures at our premier stadium. There is a small photo at right of football fans watching a footy match at Glen Willow Regional Sports Stadium. Track 8, heading, News in Brief. There are 7 items. Provide your feedback. Council's draft 2021-22 operational plan is now on public exhibition and can be viewed on Council's website and yoursaymid-western. The plan sets out the projects and activities which Council is committed to over the coming financial year, with measures, timeframes and responsibilities identified. Feedback can be submitted at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Submissions close Friday the 21st of May. $1.2 million for new bridge. Council has secured $1.2 million in New South Wales Government grant funding to replace the Goodyman Creek Timber Bridge No. 18. The bridge on Spring Ridge Road at Beryl was constructed in 1954 and will be removed and replaced with a new concrete bridge. This project is being funded through the New South Wales Government's Fixing Country Bridges program. Become a supplier to Council. Are you a local contractor keen to work with Council? There are many ongoing opportunities to work with Council, including the supply of wet and dry plant hire in 2022. This tender to supply Council with plant and equipment opens soon. To receive notifications about this and other tenders, please register with Council's online quoting system, Vendor Panel Marketplace, by searching Vendor Panel on Council's website. Activities at your library. Our libraries have a fantastic range of reading and audio materials, but did you know there's also a range of author talks, storytelling, arts and craft, tabletop games, and educational sessions for all ages happening each week? To learn about each of these activities and more, visit the library on Facebook by following @Mudgee Library. Purchasing a rural property? Before purchasing rural land, prospective property owners should consider biosecurity risks, i.e. weed infestations, on the land, whether weed infestations are being managed, costs of continual weed control, and if the land is to be used for farming, whether weed infestations will lead to production losses. Inspections by qualified professionals can help to identify weeds on a property and understand the extent of measures required to remove them. Glen Willow update. The newly relocated Mudgee Dog Park is starting to take shape, with the perimeter fence up and irrigation currently being undertaken. All six of the new Glen Willow fields have been turfed. Works are nearing completion on the Rugby Union Amenities Building, with the roof installed and cladding and windows to come. 22 light towers will also be installed in coming months. Recovery funding available. Funding is now available for community projects as part of the Bushfire Community Recovery and Resilience Fund, or BCRRF. The grants are designed to support community recovery by funding projects and initiatives that will promote community well-being, social and broader recovery, and future disaster resilience following the bushfires. Apply via the Bushfire Recovery page on yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Track 9 heading, Chemical Cleanout at Mudgee and Gulgong Waste Facilities. Council is offering residents the chance to safely dispose of potentially hazardous household chemicals next month. On Sunday the 16th of May from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Mudgee Waste Facility and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Gulgong Waste Transfer Station, residents can surrender their chemicals free of charge. Hazardous chemicals that will be accepted include garden chemicals, pool chemicals, household cleaners, hobby chemicals, poisons, batteries, paint, motor oils, fluids and fuels, fluorescent lights, gas bottles, fire extinguishers and smoke detectors. The clean-out is for household quantities only, up to 20 litres or 20 kilos, except paint, which can be up to 100 litres in 20 litre containers. Council's Community Recycling Centre, or CRC, is open all year round for disposal of low toxicity chemicals, such as paints, car and household batteries, motor oils and cooking oils. The CRC is located at the Mudgee Waste Facility and open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. A picture of a yellow-coloured chemical container is shown at right. Track 10 heading, Heritage Conservation Zones, Mudgee. Do Did you know there are 4 heritage conservation areas within the Midwestern region? In Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylestone and Hargraves. If your home or business is a heritage item or is located within a heritage conservation area and you're considering works, or if you are unsure if your home falls within this zone, a duty planner is available to assist Monday to Friday. Development approval is not required for all works. Council's Heritage Advisor is also available to provide advice free of charge. Contact Council to arrange an appointment. There is a detailed map of the Mudgee Heritage Conservation Area at left. Track 11, heading footpath upgrade throughout the region. Council is installing and upgrading a number of footpaths throughout the region as part of a major project to improve access. A total of 25 footpath projects of varying sizes are underway in Mudgee, Gulgong and Rylestone. Projects were selected on a priority basis as identified in Council's Pedestrian Access and Mobility Plan, or PAMP. Some of the projects include a footpath from Health One to the nearby bus shelter for improved access to medical facilities and public transport in Rylestone. In Gulgong, footpath improvements and extensions are being installed around Nandura Street and Medley Street. In Mudgee, footpath replacement is underway around Gladstone, Mortimer and Market Streets. This project is being delivered through $700,000 in grant funding from the Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program. The photo shows a concrete footpath in the Midwestern region. Track 12, heading your council representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo each of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 04-31-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 04-03-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 04-22-219-911. Councillor Alex Caravas, 04-28-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 04-27-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 04-03-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 04-28-740-226. Track 13, heading Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. 150 copies of the young adult novel The Left-Handed Booksellers of London by Garth Nix, NIX, are now available at libraries throughout the region as part of One YA, or Young Adult Book One Community. Pop into the library and take a book to read at your leisure, then simply return it to the library when you're finished. This project is a joint initiative delivered by Midwestern Regional Youth Council, Mudgee Readers Festival and the libraries. Keep an eye on the Youth Council's socials for upcoming events and activities relating to the novel. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. The region's population continues to grow, increasing by 0.5% in the 2019-20 financial year. The latest update from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, or ABS, reveals the region's estimated residential population to be 25,000 367 at the 30th of June 2020. Is it? Did you know Kandos has a rich industrial history as the town that famously produced the cement used in the construction of the Sydney Harbour Bridge? You'll learn about all this history and more at the Kandos Museum, housed in this distinctive Californian Mission Revival-style church. The museum houses a permanent collection of stories, objects and photographs that bring history to life. Visit kandosmuseum.org.au. Track 14, heading Events Calendar, May to August. Note, all information correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. 12th to the 13th of May, candidate information sessions at Council's Mudgee Customer Service Centre. Learn about Council and the role of elected members. 19th of May, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 29th of May, Next Exit Festival at Mudgee Showgrounds. Australia's newest music festival celebrates local talent and highlights regional towns in its debut year. Tickets at ticketek.com.au. 9th to the 10th of July, Mudgee Small Farm Field Days at AREC. This year will be the 43rd Mudgee Small Farm Field Days. Tickets at mudgeefielddays.com.au. 5th of August, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit, Save the Date. Learn valuable insights from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs. 21st to 22nd of August, Mudgee Readers Festival at various venues. After a pandemic-enforced hiatus, Mudgee Readers Festival is back. Visit mudgeereaders.com to learn more. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for May 2021. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading A Story. A 75-year-old lady rings her local public hospital and this conversation follows. Hello, I'd like some information on a patient, Mrs. Tiptree. She was admitted last week with chest pains and I just want to know if her condition has deteriorated, stabilised or improved. Do you know which ward she's in? Yes, Ward P, Room 2B. I'll just put you through to the nurse's station. Hello, Ward P, how can I help you? I would just like some information on a patient, Mrs. Tiptree. I was wondering if her condition had deteriorated, stabilised or improved. I'll just check her notes. I'm pleased to say that Mrs. Tiptree's condition has improved. She has regained her appetite, her temperature has steadied, and after some routine checks tonight, she should be well enough to go home tomorrow. Oh, that's wonderful news. I'm so happy. Thank you ever so much. You seem very relieved. Are you a close friend or relative? No, I'm Mrs. Tiptree in room TV. Nobody tells you anything in here. Story from the internet. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.